The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side with Joyce. Well, Robbie Williams' song title, Feel, and sometimes you're not sure you understand the role you've been given. Well, yeah, that's for some of you. Maybe others have come to the knowing or the knowledge of the role that they have been given. Welcome to The Sunny Side. The sun rises here. It's 16 minutes past 12 this very beautiful Tuesday afternoon. How are you? So apparently some people are on strike, is it? Hold on, don't worry, we're not just going to go into that. We're going to go into something more personal. Something I think I would hold that to be more important. Yeah, all right. But first, we have a friend who sent me a message on Instagram, and I think I should share it with you because I'd like to say something about it. Welcome to the show, and here we begin an inbox message to me. Good morning, Joyce. About 2 weeks ago, you spoke about NYSC. You said you don't have any intention of doing it for whatever reason. I tried calling you on that day, but it wasn't successful. Please, I beg you, try and do it in any way you can. It could be the way David did it. My reason for this appeal is simply that you should not underestimate your audience. Joyce, some of us can hold serious political office in the nearest future, and believe me, we will find you wherever you are to serve this country. We will find you wherever you are to serve this country.
Really?
He says, I, for one, will look for you anywhere you are if I or any of my people are in position of authority. I don't think it will be fair for Nigeria when we need your service. Some people will now start saying nonsense that she has no NYSC, so can't serve her nation. I know you have no interest, but Joyce, we will force it on you when the time comes because you have all it takes. Many thanks for your time. Thank you very much, Amos. That's Amos Otuba Jam Jam on Instagram. Otuba Jam Jam on Instagram. All right, so maybe it's necessary that I say what need be said. First of all, attaining political office is not my ambition. It's not. But I think I really appreciate the fact that you think that I have what it takes to serve. But you see, I'm cut out for a different type of life. You know, I'm here for the cheese and for the wine. I love a little glamour, intellection. I'm a bookie. I like books, you know. So I think I'm cut out for a different type of... Maybe. We never know. I mean, this is how people... Back in the day, years ago, people would say to me, that voice is excellent. It should be on radio. And I was thinking, no, I'm going to law school. I want to be a lawyer. And they're like, no, that voice. And like before I knew it, found myself in radio. So now you guys have started again with this serve your country. So first of all, I don't want to. And given that NYSC is a requirement to serve, now I am not going to do it so that I don't have to serve. But you know, while I was thinking about it, I realized that imagine that was, say, to some degree true, which I think it is. Like some people who want to be in office, it's been reported that if they don't have the NYSC certificate, which is about a 1 year period of service to your nation, you cannot hold political office. And I think I've seen that mentality, or say that pattern of thinking, play out in some areas of your life. Say you see a guy that you like, or you see a woman that you like, and you say, well, because they're not from my tribe, I wouldn't do that. Or you say something like, because they don't have this, or they don't have that. Yeah, you set out a social criterion for them. Something that you expect them to meet. And if they fail to meet it, regardless of anything else that they have, then you don't take them. So maybe what I'm saying is if you find a Nigerian who maybe due to their background or how they grew up, they don't have NYSC certificate, but you know that they have the quality that it would take to serve your nation. I feel you should adjust the law or adjust the rule. If it were a perception, that you adjust the perception, that you do not. So this is what I'm asking you to do, that you hold which. So which one would be. You know, it's like math when you're doing division. Yeah. Zero cancels zero, you know, two cancels two. When you do that, this one cancels that one. So I think many times in your thinking, you also have to do something like that. Where, okay, they don't have NYSC certificate, but they have what it takes. Then you do something like, which do we hold superior? Do we hold the NYSC certificate superior, or do we hold their qualification to do the job superior? And in the absence of an NYSC certificate, then you that which you hold superior should stand. So it's like saying anything that is not nailed to the ground should be taken away. So yes, what does it mean that a person has NYSC certificate? Is it true that if I have NYSC certificate, then I am qualified on the basis of certification? Or should my service be on the basis of quality, the fact that I'm qualified, whether it's by dignity or truth or the comprehension of what it means to serve or to hold office? If a person is qualified by virtue of character, dignity, your truth, their nobility, or say their discipline, do you then hold a certificate over their head? And the same thing plays out when, you know, some people go out looking for jobs. Some companies will say, we want a certificate, because they hold certificate over skill. Well, a person might not have certificate, but they have skill. If you say, well, we don't want if you say, even though you have the skill, you don't have certificate, so we can't empower you. If we had to probe that judgment for sensibility, it's anybody's guess what we can arrive at. Well, some other companies are learning differently now. Then they'll say something like, we don't care about your certificate. Do you have the skill? Can you do the job? Yeah. So I think maybe also in your thing, and that's not me necessarily making an argument for myself. I don't like stress. I'm not going to finish this Nigeria info, you know, back and forth, and then go into political. No. Look, let me tell you what I'm aiming for. My ambition is not political office. My ambition is to attain to the, you know, I'm hoping to attain to the council of elders. I'm attaining to something higher than, you know, general or say earthly ambition. I'm aiming for a godhead. Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for. And unfortunately, I cannot earn that. It has to be bestowed upon me. I can't earn my ambition. It has to be bestowed upon me. Well, yeah. So I'm hoping that I have enough knowing and enough truth and enough conscience to be worth the honor to be amongst a council of elders. Yeah, I'm sure you're like, what does she mean, council? Well, think a little bit about it. Yeah, I want to attain a godhead. That's my ambition. And if it sounds arrogant, exactly. And maybe what the truth is that sometimes the truth sounds arrogant, and it need not be anything less than that, because even the lie is arrogant, and the truth should not have a lower estate in comparison to a lie. So that's my ambition, aiming for a godhead, and hopefully I attain it and work once a week. Yeah, the category of people who don't stress. We'll be right back. Open Thoughts this very beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Yes, and I really hope that you understand that you are the nation. You are a fundamental, highly important part of this nation. And no, I am not the Redeemer. And certainly not John the Baptist. You're not worth my head on a platter. but I guess that for this nation to be better, that every man must hold himself accountable. And even if I dare say that myself, I think what I'm trying to do is I deny myself the gratification of pleasure and choose instead to hold myself accountable. Now, I'm choosing to be responsible. I think that's the best way I can put it, because I know that I would be charged with accountability. So I'm choosing to hold myself accountable. I'm choosing to be responsible, because I know that I will be held accountable. And I need no applause for that. It's a responsibility. So say, let's put it this way. It's duty. It's duty as far as the cause of my life is concerned, that I be responsible. First, to the cause. I mean, what else again am I here to do? Yeah? What else is life here on earth? You know, that you pick up your cross and you follow, that you stand up with your back straight, and that you with the highest intention, do all things in the name of good. And I don't know if I'm patient enough to wait for this to be a conversation on Lords of Logic. I really wanted to ask you, what do you think is man's highest attainment, the highest attainment of a man? Okay, I think I'm patient. I'll wait. So think about it. What do you think is the highest attainment of man? His ambition or something else? So think about it. Hopefully someday, one of these Thursdays, we're going to talk about it on Lords of Logic. Yep. So I'm holding. So this is just me just being accountable. I think I'm saying the same thing to you. So when I say I deny myself the pleasure, say, if I know that I can steal something, yeah, and get away with it and not be charged for it, that I choose not to do it instead. And this is not me. I'm not better than you. You know, I'm not necessarily trying to, I'm not marketing my righteousness. That's not what I'm doing. Because I'm not a man without flaws, no. But I'm choosing to be the man who would not make excuses. So if I make an error today, I'm not going to say something like, you know, I'm imperfect. I'm not going to say that. Because when I say that, I accommodate the error. I make an excuse that it repeats itself again. But if I say I have made an error, automatically, knowledge makes me responsible for that singular act. So if I've done it today, then I know not to do it again tomorrow. And that's really what knowledge is. So you see that knowledge, the theory of the knowledge of the fruit of good and evil, that's really what it is. That because you know, you can therefore never ever claim. There would be no case that you can tender before a judge to suggest that you did it out of ignorance. You can never ever defend that I did it. And the reason I did it is because I'm imperfect. That can never ever hold. So maybe what the punishment for knowledge is the responsibility to now hold yourself accountable. As against if you were under tutelage, if you were under cover, if you were under cover. Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it. If something else would cover you. So I think, for example, our culture suggests that the man covers the woman. But I think that some people have missed what that means. You think that's power? No, that's responsibility. That's basically put that if anything happens to that woman, we're going to hold you for it. That's really what that position means. It's if you leave your cat with me and you travel. If you leave your cat. So you know that parable of the talents? So one got five, another one got two, one got one. So it's accountability, it's responsibility. I've given you five and I'm traveling. When I come back, you're going to account for the five I've given to you. So the master travels. And when he comes back, he asks his servants, so I gave you five talents, what did you do with it? So I think the culture has marketed that position as something to be arrogant about. And it's anybody's guess what that has brought about. I mean, you don't have to look far to see where we are. No. It's responsibility. If you could, you should have dodged that responsibility. But if you couldn't dodge it, yeah, that's what it means. So yes, last week when we spoke about on Lords of Logic, you remember when I said, what is responsibility? I don't know. I think we didn't exploit it the best we could. When you have a position, when you're giving, like you see here where I sit, it's responsibility. Let me see if I can make it easy for you. One, responsibility to my employer. Yeah. One, responsibility to my God. So that what I say, what I claim, what I profess, responsibility. So that tomorrow I'll be asked, I'll be held accountable, I'll be charged with accountability. So you lived a life and you were on radio for 18 years. What did you do with it? I'm charged with responsibility. So I'm saying that. And if there's anything you must do away with, it's ignorance. You don't have the luxury to be ignorant. What you don't know will kill you. I know they told you what you don't know don't kill you. That's a lie. What you don't know is guaranteed to kill you. You don't have the luxury of ignorance. So the first thing that you must do is to know. And it's funny because if I played you a line from the movie Transformers, and I only thought it was worth referencing because I know it to be true, that you don't need to know the weight of a star. You don't need to know the distance from the Earth to the star. I mean, those are, far-reaching knowings or knowledge, you know. It might require a certain level of scholarship to know that. But that's not necessary for the truth and the cause of your life. That as far as your life is concerned, what you need to know about your life is all within you. And the man must go inside to bring it out. Yeah? Okay. So, responsibility. So maybe I'm trying to be the man who's responsible and not make excuses, not say, I can't say I'm corrupt. I can't say I'm corrupt, but, I can say I'm an imperfect man. No, I can't say that either. You're corrupt or you're not. And you know it. Then the question is, given what you know, what do you do with the knowledge? So that's it. You know it. It's now you must choose. And indecision is also a choice. To say, I'm not the only person. That's how we, this clique, that's what we do. That's how, I can't say I'm corrupt. I'll just say, we're imperfect. That's a lie. You know why it's a lie? Because you know good now and you know evil. There are no middle grounds. Stop playing dead. Stop. You lose too much. You lose too much. Because when you play dead, then comes a situation like, here you are a citizen and you want a better life. Well, your politician is also going to play dead too. If you can justify it in yourself, you must justify it in the other man. But if you don't take it in, let me tell you a story I realized. I've told you my parents were very strict and I didn't like some of the things that they did or say the pattern or their approach to some things. I mean, then I didn't like it. I don't necessarily like it now, but I understand it now, so I appreciate it. My father has a little bit more patience. So my father has this thing where he can tell you like 50 times, then flog you one day, and you would know that you were just one more stroke from seeing the throne. Like, it's that terrible. Now, my mother did something. My mother doesn't have enough patience. And there are a number of things my mother wouldn't tolerate. Like, it's so weird. Like, it seemed as though she had a little margin for error. So she'll hit you for almost every time you made a mistake. And I didn't understand it. But here's what I understand now that I'm grown. There were many things my parents didn't tolerate from me. Many things. In my head, I'll be thinking, but Yetunde does it now. Like, why can't she even take it? Sulia does it now. And their parents just say, don't do it. It's okay. You hear? All right, face the wall. Why are my parents mad? Why do they shout? And to me, it was them just being strict. Then I grew up. Then I can't take some things from some people. You know what? My parents didn't take it from me. And because they couldn't take it from me, I realized that I could do better. They expected better from me. They didn't take less than better from me. When I understood that they couldn't take it from me, then I adjusted. So I realized that what they wanted from me, or what they expected of me, was something I had the capacity to bring forth. So two things were going to happen. They were going to take the mediocre me, or they were going to take the best of me. And they wanted the best of me. And that required shouting, slapping, getting angry at me, flogging. And then I realized, so I can actually do better. So you know what happened? Now I'm grown. I can't tolerate some things. And that's really, when you hear me say that, that's really where it's a part of where it's coming from. There's some things it's non-negotiable. You give it to me, I can't take it, so I'm giving it back. I'm not going to have a conversation about it. I'm not going to pray about it. Not taking it. Can't take it. You can do better. If you can't do better, out the door. Period. Oh, you can do better. You just don't want somebody to hold you responsible. You know you can do better. But if you can get away with it, why not? So here I didn't understand it then. but I'm grateful that they didn't take it from me. Because if they took it from me, I would grow up to be somebody who's mediocre, and then, of course, I'll have to take it from somebody else. So because they didn't take it from me, I can't take it from you. And yes, I'm willing to lose the friendship, like it's really that serious. There's nothing I can't lose for something I can't take. There's no price too high to pay for something I can't take. Somebody said to me one day, Joyce, you're very extreme. And I didn't understand. I understood what she meant, but I thought it wasn't correct. So I went home and I asked my mother. I said, Mom, somebody said I'm extreme. And my mom said to me, no, you're not extreme. You're straight. My parents didn't leave me a lot of money. My parents didn't leave me houses. But God, I'm grateful. They've left me something the money can never, ever buy. She said to me, oh, no, you're not extreme. You're straight. You say yes, it's yes. You say no, it's no. That's what it is. But that's not what the world is. The world double speaks. They cushion it. They flavor it. They spice it. They're not straight. And so maybe that's why our lives are not straight, because we're not necessarily, from our conscience, we're not straight people. There are conditions under which we'll take it. So now that's skewed. That's bent. So if you can take it, well, yeah, you're going to get it. But if you can't take it, then automatically the signal you're sending into the world is don't give it to me. So I'm not holding you accountable for something I'm not bringing forth. I'm already bringing it forth. So all of this speaks to accountability, speaks to responsibility. And it starts from the child, to the young man, to the young woman who's a teenager, to the adult, and then to country. So if this country is not working, let's all look inside ourselves and we'll see the answer as to why the country isn't working. It's not rocket science. It's not working because, yeah, the people are not working too. That kind of thing. All right. Off on a break. We'll be right back. I'm charging us to responsibility. And whether you're ready for it or not, you would be charged with the accountability for that responsibility. You'll be held to it. You don't have to be ready. It's going to happen. And I don't know what failing looks like if you fail to deliver on the life you've been given. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. When we come back, as promised, why do mothers hate their children? We believe that there is a story that might have led to broken emotions, or say broken spirits that have led to ill emotions. The spirit first gets broken, and then the emotion gets ill, and then character plays out, and then you can see that this mother doesn't like this child. So we're doing mothers now, and then subsequently would go into fathers and why sons don't, or say children don't like their fathers and stuff like that. And this is in hopes that maybe some mothers can change, some daughters can change, some children can change, and we can mend relationships, and our lives are a little better for it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name is Joyce. You're on The Sunny Side.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the lords of logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on The Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce.
Yes, people. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. It's 42 minutes past 12. Why do mothers hate their children? So this is an opportunity for children who are hated by their parents, by their mothers, to tell the story that could have led to it. After that, we're going to go into our divorce series 2, where you're going to speak on when you realized you made a mistake. So basically, I'm framing it this way. I realized I made a mistake when what happened. You know, something happens in your life and then you realize, no, I shouldn't have married this person. I shouldn't have been married the time I got married. I shouldn't have been married for the reason that led me to be married. Because, I don't know whether you're ready to admit it. Decisions bring about the eventual outcome for what we see in life today. So, but that'll be our subsequent hour we talk about. We go into our divorce series 2, but for now, my friend, Why do mothers hate their children? I had a lady who called last week and she couldn't think about why she was hated without crying. And I'm sure she's one of many. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Do us all a favor. You're going to be quick with your delivery just so that we can allow our other friends call into the show and tell their story. And even though it's not Confessions Thursday, you're at liberty to be anonymous today as you share your story about why you hate your child or children. On the sunny side, my name is Joyce. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Have you booked the line?
Welcome.
Now, appreciate your thoughts. Okay. Why, mother? Like, in this life, we've known so many things. You shared the experience of how your parents treated you, but you didn't really understand it, but you're appreciating it now. There's this thing what people say, "Mother, when our grandma needed Daniel, that is shy at the back, his back is shy. They don't really know that the journey is far." Okay, it goes back to the training of how you've been brought up, and you begin to appreciate them for this very mothers.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is this: why mothers hate their children?
Are you hated by your mother?
I wasn't hated by my mother, but the experience is like.
Can we allow people who are hated by their mothers speak? It's necessary that we give them the day. It's theirs to have.
Okay, 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Let me just drop it there. Yeah, 30 seconds. The mother hates their children because of...
No. You can't say... No. So, unfortunately, you can't say the mother hates the child because you don't have an experience. I don't think I want you to speak as to what you think the reason for the hate is because you don't have an actual account.
I don't really have to have an account, but I have...
No. I want people who have accounts. That's exactly what I want. And that's clear.
Okay, I can't speak for another person.
No, you can't speak for another person.
Well, let me appreciate your thoughts. Like, talking about this very thing, knowing things in life, we've known good and bad. And
No. Don't appreciate my... I don't need you to appreciate it. I just need you to think about it. And if there's something you need to do for yourself, that you do it.
Yeah,
I don't care for the applause. I don't want it.
Not even giving you applause. I think it is a lesson for people to learn from. Like, you don't...
Don't really say people. Have you learned from it?
Yes, my father would. I can remember what my grandmother would always tell me.
Don't worry. Look. My friend, please.
Yeah, yes.
I want you to think about it. And if there's anything you can make of it, that you do that. Besides that, there's really no need for this conversation.
There is funding. Thank you.
Bless your heart. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, 0700-993-993-993. Welcome. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here.
Yes, my name is Opeyemi and I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, I want to make some points about the NYC thing that you mentioned earlier.
Don't worry, I'm not going to do it.
Okay. If we go through the anthem of the NYC, the first line says, "Youth, obey the clarion call." For me,
I want to speak about why mothers hate their children. Can we really stick to that?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll appreciate that.
In all honesty, I believe that the system of sparing the rod, spoiling the child, it's in twofold. Now, some people hold the school of thought, belong to the school of thought, that the actual rod is a physical rod. Some said the rod is the word of mouth, that you correct a child with the word of mouth. But in every situation, I grew up with a mom that will not hesitate to hit me at the least opportunity.
Did your mother hate you?
She did not hit me out of hatred.
Not hate.
No, she did not hate me.
Okay, so we want to talk about why mothers hate their children. I want to speak to them. I want to touch that nerve. That's exactly the conversation. Do you understand?
Some of those hatred are transferred aggression.
Yeah, let the mother speak. How about that?
Well.
Please.
Thank you.
The Sunny Side, welcome to Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you here. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. I want to remain anonymous.
Thank you very much for calling.
The last time you touched on this topic, I called, but I didn't speak. I just dropped some point.
Oh, okay.
You're asking a question again, why mothers hate their children.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to talk. I'm not saying why. I would like to talk based on my own self.
Were you hated? Were you the child? Did you feel the brunt of your mother's anger?
I wouldn't say 10%. I would say 100%.
Okay, please go ahead with your story.
You can still see, I still feel it in my voice now. You can still hear it.
Yeah.
Now, how will I take it? Okay, I asked her why. Do you know what she told me?
What?
She said when she was pregnant of me, when she got pregnant of me, a month after she got pregnant, then she now found another woman, another man she wanted, she fell in love with. But because he tried to get rid of the pregnancy didn't go. So that is why. Because the pregnancy did not allow her to get married to somebody he fell in love with. So that's where the hatred starts. Up till today, we are still a loggerhead. And you know the funniest part of the whole issue?
I'm listening.
Because of that, he vowed not to tell me who my father is. I don't even know who he is. I can't say more than that because I'm in tears. Up till now. Bye, George.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I do apologize. That must really be difficult. Oh, wow. So if the man loved her as much as she loved him, and he wanted to be with her, he could have taken her and her child. So that's also something she didn't consider. I wanted to ask you how old you were, but you disappeared before I could do that. Because the question is, for how long then has she hated you? You sound like you're probably a mom yourself. So my guess is you're pretty much close to 40. So are we saying that your mother has hated you for 40 years? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Sunny Side. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. We're happy to have you here.
I'm your final.
Oh, we're happy for that. Thank you very much for calling. Your
I'm
name is Helen.
Barbara.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling.
I want to speak on your program.
Yeah, sure. Turn off your radio, first of all. And then I want to ask you, are you a child who's hated by her mother?
Yes.
Okay.
So much hated, so much hand up tonight, not even talking to me.
Why do you think so? Have you asked her why?
Even when I have my first issue, when I gave birth to my first child, he comes to Omugo in my house. He still caused my baby join the listing.
Why?
I did not know what I did to her, and I asked her that, what goes wrong? What did I do to you? I even, when she's maltreating me, I asked her if you are my mother or you are not my mother, so that I will know. She said she's the one that born me, only that when she gave birth to me, that I'm wicked, that I give her a tough time during my labor. That my labor do her for 5 days.
And she hates you for that?
He hates me for that. He said that when he gave birth to me, my daddy disappeared. I did not even know where my daddy gone. I did not even know my father said. Up to this moment, I didn't know who is my father.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking, please?
I'm my first this year now, I'll be first this year.
And your mom hasn't told you who your dad is, even if he's dead?
They have not told me up to this. Even to this moment, they still have so much anger on me that he did not even talk to me. There's nothing that I do that pleases her.
But it's not your fault that her labor took 5 days.
I didn't know. I didn't know why some mother is like that. In fact, at times
Hello?
I would feel so bad. My sibling, he turned them against me. They are not talking to me.
Is she married to another man?
Yes, she's married to another man. The people that, those ones that he gave birth to another man, he turned them against me. We are not talking to each other. He made sure they are not coming to my place. We should not visit anybody. That's not reach my house.
So how has that... I want to understand. You have kids now. I know you have kids.
I have kids. I have 4 kids.
Do you hate your... Have you transferred that to your children? Do you sometimes think...
Okay. I do not hate my children. I love my children very well. But I don't know the reason why my mother hates me. That is the only reason he gave me, but I do not believe it. I do not believe her.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for your program.
Thank you. Please don't cry. Please. Wow. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome if you have just tuned in. So here we're going to hear some stories. And on the other side of one, I'm going to open up the telephone line so that people can speak on some of the things that you have heard. And hopefully some mothers can call and give us some understanding as to why some mothers hate their children. So I think what we are able to extract from here is that a woman gets pregnant and the man isn't there to love the woman. Yeah, and maybe that. And then maybe the woman goes through something psychological. But you see, I'll wait. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. If you hate your child, I'd like to hear about it. And then again, I realize I have to be off on a break in about a minute from now. So I'm thinking I'm going to go off on a break. When we return from that break, this conversation continues. And I hope that the stories that we hear today on the show compel us to deeper thought. Thoughts towards making better decisions, or at least changing our minds, whether it's towards our mothers or towards our children. If ever you've wondered why the world is the way it is, it starts from the home. And these stories have to be told so that you understand what role you play to make the world either a better place or a place that's bad. Yeah, you make it better, you make it bad, or even worse. Off on a break, we'll be right back. My name is Joyce. This is 99.3. We're Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're asking people to tell their stories to why they are hated by their mothers, or maybe why the mother or a mother hates her child. Thanks if you have just joined us. The aim is that we can throw light on this and hopefully bring a kind of healing on every soul listening. And maybe even bring consciousness to the concern, or say this issue. Because how else, again, can a problem be fixed if there isn't consciousness drawn to it? So welcome this very beautiful Tuesday afternoon, 5 minutes past 1 p.m. I have a message here from an anonymous person, or a person who would love to be anonymous. He says, good afternoon, Joyce. Anonymous, my issue with my mother was that she had a long-term issue with my father. And she took it out on me because I was my dad's favorite. I was too close to my dad. I was like his carbon copy in every way. I was upright and straight like my father. She didn't like that. She created that division with my siblings even after the death of my father. One of them even stated right in front of her shortly after the death of my father, end quote, "Your supporter's dead. Let's see what you'll do," end quote. She sat, hold on, I'm not there, hold on. Oh, wow. She sat down there smiling without saying a word. She would have sacrificed me if it was the other way around. My siblings and I are total strangers, and she isn't bothered seeing such rubbish in her life. It's divided. No, this division has also affected her grandchildren, not as close as they should be. It was obvious she has been pretending when my father was alive because he wouldn't have tolerated such nonsense. Because I happened to be in the same profession as my father, he trusted me more with his properties, and my mother wasn't comfortable with that. I can go on and on about the war in the family. I have written a book about my real life experiences, which will be available soon. Thank you very much, Anonymous, for writing me. This is the Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. Oh, wow, what a tale. So basically, this only just appears to be that she has hate for your father and she's just transferred it to you. Not necessarily, I mean, it doesn't quite appear that you have done anything to her to be the reason for her hate, or say to suffer the brunt of her hatred. All right. Sunny Side, it's not sunny anymore. It's about to rain. Oh, well, yeah, I guess. You say, my mother hates me because I was born on Christmas Day, a day that she has already prepared all merriment and expecting a unique August visitor, a visitor that she has been craving to meet for her lifetime. Just a day visit, and she never see the visitor again up till date. She said to me at 5, why must it be on Christmas Day? Further, he adds, I am her third child, she said, of the family. I don't know the visitor with her, neither my dad, but she told me that that was the sole reason for the hatred. That's weird. That's so weird. It's hard to even trace it. Wait, you came on Christmas Day. You were born on Christmas Day. And the fact that you were born on Christmas Day prevented her from meeting an August visitor that comes once a lifetime or that visits once a lifetime. And for that reason, she hates you. That? Oh, wow. I really think some of you would need to write a book at some point. Honestly, I feel your experiences need to be documented in some way. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome if you have just tuned in. We're asking you to tell us why mothers hate. So say you're a mother. The question now is, why do you hate your child? What has led to it? And yeah, there probably is a reason for you as to, you know, I mean, it's hate, which is certainly an extreme. Maybe you might think it's dislike. You just can't stand them. Well, yeah, but then that's also an emotion that, if it doesn't change, can push situations into conditions that can be worse. And it goes from dislike to hate in a blink. So yeah, so whether it's dislike for now or it's hatred, whatever it is, if you're a mother, would like to know why you hate your child. That's one. The other is, if you're a child and you've had to suffer the consequence of something that has nothing to do with you, would like to hear that story. And for some of you, it might be that you did something and that was really the reason for the hate. And let me tell you why this is important. The first cord that holds or should hold in society is a family unit. If the family unit is broken, it's anybody's guess what can become of the reality that humans would know or call life. So let's hear you talk about your experiences. I have Destiny on the telephone from Lekki. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? I do apologize. I cannot hear you. Hopefully you can call back. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a mother, why do you hate your child? If you're a child, why are you hated by your mother? Welcome to the Sunny Side. How are you? Good afternoon. Turn off your radio. Thank you very much. Can you do that? Please turn off your radio. Have you done that? Hello? Okay. You haven't? Hello, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio, lady. We're happy to have you here.
All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, lady. We're happy to have you. Welcome to the show. You're on the Sunny Side.
Yes, thank you. I'm a mother. I'm Grace calling from Okota.
What's your name?
Grace.
Grace from Okota. Thank you very much for calling.
I'm a mother. I want to talk about my experience with my mom.
Okay, please go ahead.
I was beaten when I was small because I used to sleep. But you talk about how mother treated her to get beaten. Beating a child does not mean you hate her or using the cane. It's a corrector, and I pass it to my children because it's a correction. When I was small, I used to sleep. I like sleeping, and my mother hates me. For me to wake up, she has to flog me with the cane. You see, when I got in, I used to tell my children that, this is the scar. She told me that one day I'll become a mother. And to the glory of God, after my first child, I'll not be sleeping like before again. And my last born, I used to tell her today. So before then, my mother is like, why she hates me? I'm a child among the children. She's like, she thinks I'm offensive because I like telling her the truth. You can't hate one and love one. Love your children. When one does mistake, correct all of them. You can't be stabbing one behind and be praising one. So she saw me as the black sheep of the home. Before she died, we were not close. The other children, they were so close to her. Even to the other one, I got married, my husband had problems, she would say, go back there. And I told him, Mommy, this thing is not easy. Say, go back there. Go back there. So before she died, it's a very serious thing that mother should not say, if one is a mistake, correct the other one. Don't use one to judge one. she, even the property my mother had, they don't pick, they don't give me a wrapper. She likes my elder sister that lives in Oba. Everything about, you know, I don't care. But then I'm living my life. And thank God, I used to tell my children, if one does, one offends me, I will sit them down. Look, this is my experience of my mother.
Wait.
So the junior one.
Your mom doesn't love you, but she loves your sister. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, she loved them. She seen me as a very stubborn. I used to tell her, if you want those, if one of your child does a mistake, don't use one to correct one. So scold all of us, sit us down. The minute my mother calls today, she would die. We are no more. We have children, all of us have children. My elders have since graduate. My senior brother, the children, they were not going. It was what my mother, I told her, you can't be alive, your children are not in good things. Because these children are God gave to you. You are going to give account of them one by one. You can't just be a mother. She will say, what do I do? Should I kill myself? Now she's no more. But till now, we are no more in good things. Everybody is living on our own. I'm married. I have two children. I'm not a grandmother. I'm on my own. My other sister is living in Ogba with six children. They have, he has grandchildren. My other brother is from Delta. Everybody hates us and grown to the extent that even the grandchildren don't want to see themselves. So as
really?
A mother,
even your kids don't want to see the kids of your sister's brother?
Even with my children, even try to call my niece and my nephew. Like, okay, fine. Leave our parents alone. Let's settle this. Let's come together. I don't know what happened. I've been trying. I've been praying that once the thing my mother said down, this is an enmity. I generated that. We don't want to. I'm in Lagos now for, after my mother died in 2017, I've not set eyes on my mom, that my sister. We don't see ourselves. We hate during the barrier. During the barrier, we just leave her with my daughter told me not to fight. Mommy, leave her to do whatever she wants because my mother loves her. So everything pertains to the mother. She kept my mother in mortuary for 1 year. Then she wants to give her the sitting barrier. At the end of the day, it was rubbish. If I mention her name, she's a popular figure in Lagos. So mother, I used to tell them.
Wait, your sister is a popular person in Lagos?
Yes, I want to thank God for this your program. That mother should not be, your children, all there,
wow.
Even if they do mistake, don't use one to correct them. Don't stab one for one. We, the mother, sometimes we leave our children and look, I don't want to flog you. Because what I went through the experience, I don't want my children to go. That's why I used to tell my last one. Don't, these are the mistakes I made. And I don't want you to go through it. I don't hide what my mistake for my children. So that when they saw that mistake coming,
they will avoid it.
Stay away from me. So they see
have
me
you tried to make that. Amends with your sister and she's just not seen eye to eye with you?
She's so wicked. Even my daughter called the children. We don't talk. My mother's property, today everybody's on her own. We have tried. I decided to stay away from her. Because they see that I don't want to forgive each other. My mother so trusted her, but when she died, the way she wants, whether how she wants her to bury her, it wasn't what, that's not what she did. She kept that woman in mortuary for 1 year without fulfilling. She said, my mother said, when she was like, say, my daughter, stay with your sister because when I die, your sister has fans in Lagos. She knows people. So when I die, they will be covered, the bear will be covered. But when my mother died, those things my mother, and I told her, I said, Mama, when you die, is it how they will bury you? Or where you are going. Then when she died, it wasn't how she wanted that the daughter gave her the befitting burial. So these are, I'm so happy for this program, for mothers should learn from this.
Wow.
Mothers should not love one than another.
Yeah.
All the children, take them, if there's any problem before she will go, make sure we should settle them. That thing has generated a tree that I'm praying for God to have put it. I'm
still
praying. I mean, Lagos, I'm going through difficulties. I have no equipment with my sister. The same mother, the same father. Even the students, even the, my children cannot see our children. Our children cannot see my children. It's so painful, Joyce. It's so painful.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
I'm just living as if I don't have family.
Wow.
My in-law said, he doesn't even know where I come from. My in-law doesn't know my sister. Doesn't even know my niece and my nephew because of this enmity that we mothers planted on the front ground.
Wow. Thank you very, very much for calling. Thank you very much for calling. That's a very interesting lesson to learn, actually. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello, can you hear me, Buchi? I have Buchi from Ikoyi. Can you hear me? Okay. Please call back if you can. That would be appreciated. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, Joy.
Yeah, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm a mother of 60.
Okay.
That lady that I just spoke now, I've been listening to your program since all this is my calling.
Okay.
But you see, as mother, When we train children, children don't want to hear. It's very painful.
Okay.
My children are doing the same thing. I don't want to mention my name because I mentioned my daughter is always listening.
Okay.
And she was sad about it. See, they don't listen. They don't want to be loved sometimes. They are very stubborn. If you say, don't go and stay with a man, your daughter will go and stay with a man without marriage. How do a parent feel like? You will feel like crying because it's very wrong.
Yeah.
Don't hear what to talk, but they blame it on the mother, that the mother is too harsh. No mother is harsh, because what you want is for your daughter to be good.
But do you have a situation where now it appears that you hate you or you dislike your daughter because she disobeyed you? Hello, have I lost you? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm hearing you.
Yes, I was asking, do you have a situation where you dislike your daughter because she disobeyed you?
No. Okay. I don't dislike her. But I feel in love with her. I'm just saying, if anything happened, maybe tomorrow I'm no more complaining that her mother does not like her, like this last caller said. Because if you don't listen to your mother is always sad. And because of you not to have a attention, sometimes you let go and leave your child to behave the way she likes.
Wow.
You see,
I'm not
living happily. Even mothers, we have our own story to tell.
Yeah.
Not living happily at all. They don't even come and visit you. They don't even come at all. They don't even come around. They don't even ask you unless you phone them. There, as it is for the children, that's how it is for the mothers. That's what I want you to know.
Yeah.
Sometimes when they call the radio station, sometimes they'll be exaggerating it. I'm a mother. I'm living now, but I know what I'm facing. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I don't let your fire.
Thank
you. Just keep it on.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless your heart.
God bless your heart.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The Sunny Side. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. I have Chi from Ikoyi. Hello, Chi. Welcome. You're a first-time caller. I'm happy to hear from you.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon to you.
Thank you for this topic. I don't know why mother or father will hate their children. I'm just seeing it as a farmer who went to a farm and planning to plant a corn.
Mm.
On his way going, he meets rain. There's rain. Rain beats him or her. And because of the rain, after the rain, you plant the corn. Once you have go back to the farm and cause the corn, you plant it.
Yeah, so if you listen to the last caller, she was saying that parents, say, for example, a mother would speak to her children, but the children wouldn't listen. And that also puts a strain on the mother as well. And for that reason, I mean, she says she doesn't hate her child, but that takes a toll on the mother where the children disobey. And God knows what the relationship with the mother and the husband is like. So it would appear that between the lack of love on the part of the husband and disobedience from the children, that some things devolve into that type of chaos where hatred can emerge.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, not because of that, they will hurt parents who hurt their children. It's wrong.
So you're not necessarily a victim of, say, dislike or hate?
I don't like you. It's bad.
You're not a victim. You haven't necessarily suffered at the hand.
I'm not a victim.
Thank you very. Okay.
Like my children, I see them. They should love their dad.
Yeah.
It's very bad.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you. The Sunny Side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce. Okay. Help me book out. So, like mother cursing out their children, I get the tone from the woman that called. This is a disobedient thing. I don't know, maybe it's with the African mother parents. When a child disobeys, you see them curse, as in lash out curses on them, rain curses and so many other things. Then she pointed a thing that being patient, being tolerant, you know, being considerate. I pointed this in that a child that you back don't really know how far the journey is. My grandma would tell me, know yourself is not a cause. Know yourself is not a cause. You get so it's just for you to guide that child most times because they would want to do things, being disobedient, they want to do things they like to do, so to say. But when you begin to rain curses on them, you just hate them for one or two things.
All right. Yeah.
You get so
okay.
It's just for the parents to be considerate. Put out that teachings, put out that value, maybe 0 to 5 or 0 to 12.
guide them so that they will not turn out to be nuisance in later days.
Thank you very much.
Make their decision. Thank you.
The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon to you. Welcome. How are you?
Yes, yes, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much. Welcome. You going to tell us your name?
Okay, my name is Sam.
Welcome, Sam.
So can I comment on what that lady have just said?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to advise the woman to take it easy.
You mean the mother?
Yes, the mother that is crying just now. Just crying on the phone. Before you come crying on the phone, what effort has she made? She has a husband. He has sisters and other relations. Has she gone to them for reconciliation after the death of their mother? She has even said that the mother was saying that she was stubborn. And that stubbornness, as if I don't know whether it is part of what led to the death of the mother. The mother is not here to defend herself now.
Oh, come
and
on now. I think it's too much for you to say that.
No, I'm not. I'm asking questions. What is there is that instead of coming to the public and seek the public opinion.
So if you have, she said that she has tried. And I have a radio show and I put out a topic and she called. You cannot undercut that.
Let me tell you, if he can't solve this within the family, the church, the whatever they are doing themselves, the radio station might not be able to solve this problem.
You can't say that. So unfortunately, okay. You can't say that. There's a reason this is happening. This is bringing sensitization, is bringing consciousness to the issue. So the other people who haven't called can listen to this and make a better decision than what they have heard. So the fact that you feel she has a responsibility to play, don't cut it here. You have to allow people to speak. If I ask a question, people call in and they want to say something, allow them speak.
Yes. I'm not saying.
Did you hear her say she has tried? Did you hear her say that she has tried?
Well, I know that she comes from a home.
Did you hear her say that she has tried?
She comes from if the whole of.
Did you hear her say that she has tried?
Okay, Joyce. May God help all of us. We can help her in prayer and in action.
Thank you very much for calling.
If we have a number, maybe I don't care. I can call you later. Give me a number.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side, welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon. Hello, can you hear me? I doubt you can. So I'm going to quickly go to WhatsApp. I have a number of messages I'd like to share before I go off on a break. I have about a minute. You say, what's your name? Your name is Stephen. You say, I don't know how to explain this. My grandma don't like my mom, and that is clear to all my siblings. Sometimes I ask my mom if my grandma is truly her mom. The reason for her hatred for my mom, I don't know. Same with my mom's siblings. Just one I can say stands out. I stay with my grandma, and the same thing applies to me. It has been tough, is that what you meant? For me, but I will survive. Stephen from Ayobo, thank you very much. Oh, wow. So you're saying that your grandmother takes out the hate that she has for your mom on you. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side with Joyce. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the show. My name is Joyce. I have a message here. She says, hello, Joyce. I will remain anonymous, please. My pregnancy to my mom was a mistake and she actually wanted to abort it. But thanks to God and my granny, she was 18 or thereabouts when she got pregnant. My granny had to beg her not to abort the pregnancy. Eventually, I was born. She was really hard on me. She used all forms of things to beat me blue and black. I eventually got to know my dad at the age of 17, and among all the children had, she hated me most. But as God will have it today, all other of her children have abandoned her. I'm the only one always there for her, helping to meet her needs. But all these don't make me hate her for once. We're best of friends now, Sha. Thanks. Well, thank you very much for your story. And I think what is very compelling to see is that you don't pay back the cards you've been dealt. Yeah, you don't pay back the cards. And it's very easy for you to do to someone what they have done to you. You know, it's easy for you to say, well, my mother was wicked to me, or she hated me while I was younger. Now, as she gets older and I get older and I get stronger, I will do to her what she has done to me. And it's easier said than done. But I really hope that, you know, you find that forgiveness inside of you to not be to her what she was to you, so that we are not looping a circle of hatred and wickedness and bitterness and wonder why our lives are dark and gloomy. Well, actually, it's actually because of the seeds that we have sown. But thank you very much for that story. Back to the telephone lines on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Why do mothers hate their children? That's exactly what we're talking about. If you have just tuned in, I'm happy to have you here. You're on the sunny side. I hear it's raining outside.
This Hello, Joyce. Info.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is Sonny calling from Lagos.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Go ahead real quick.
Yeah, I grew up to observe that my dad and the siblings were not in terms at all. And along the line, I now discovered that the hatred now extended to from us to, you know, to our cousins, to their own children too. You know, at a point, I made up my mind that things must not continue this way.
Mm-hmm.
Today, to the glory of God, we're in terms.
Nice.
We lost them, we're the eldest person in the family. And by the grace of God, we'll be going home together to give the man a befitting burial. And nice. That is one. I thank God for that.
Nice.
And secondly, quickly, I just want to beg you for something. Joyce, if there is any way you can get people that we help bring the family of this the lady that spoke the other time, instead of condemning her, please let people know.
Who was condemning her?
It's not time to condemn. You know, some were just saying that maybe she was a stubborn child, she was to be blamed. This is not time to throw blame.
Oh, of course. Oh, absolutely. You mean the caller who called in blaming her?
Yes.
Yeah, that was actually very wrong of him. Oh, absolutely.
Very, very wrong, Joy. Very wrong.
Very wrong of him.
You were not there. You don't know where you don't know her. You don't know anything about her.
Exactly. That was very wrong.
Please,
exactly.
Joy, if you can get a group of counselors or people that can come and bring this family together, I tell you, it will really go a long way, you know, to bring families together again. She's pain. She wants to have a relationship. Whether she was at fault or not, she needs a relationship. She wants to know her. She wants to be close to her sisters. And please, if you can do anything possible, if you can make it happen, get people that can talk to the sister, let go so that she can move on, she can be happy. Please.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, Joyce.
Thank you.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate you calling in. Yeah. Welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. You have to turn off your radio. We're happy to have you on the sunny side on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce.
Yes.
Joyce.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
For me, I want to speak from the angle of a father.
Okay.
That mother that said the children are cause of some of these things, right?
Okay.
Joyce?
We're listening. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. For me, I have three kids, two boys and a girl. My daughter is giving me hell. I'm telling you, my wife is late, right? 7 years now. What happened? She always go out with friends. And I told her, I said, look, there's time for everything. These people you are going out with, they have mother, they have father. You don't have a mother. Why are you moving with this type of people? Please, don't let me turn my back on you.
Oh.
If I turn my back on you, you won't find it funny.
Oh.
I said, look, your mother is late. He said, yes. Okay, put me in the position that you have no dad. If you don't want to change. So, like that woman said, some of the children like this, I love my children, the three of them. At times, I will be talking to this girl. I will be crying. She will be crying. I will remember my late wife. Because my wife, don't take nonsense. Is it because I'm soft? I'm not hard on them? I know when they were small, my wife always flogged them. I don't believe in flogging. But this girl now, she's 18 now. I put her in a place of where she's learning a trade. I call the woman and say, please, see this girl as your stepdaughter. I want you to take charge of this girl, please. But this girl is giving me headache. Telling her, please, for your own good. I don't want to hate her. But I always say, if I turn my back on you, you will not find it funny. Okay, look at these two first ladies that call. You hear their own side of the story. The other woman was 48. I remember she called last week. But thank God today, at least she's doing well. But once in a while, she would do one or two funny things, and I would call her again and say, look, mommy, I've been begging you. Don't let me turn my back on you, because if I turn my back on you, you won't find it funny. So at times, some of the children, you know, are the cause of all these things. But God grace, I will never hate any of them. I'm still doing the talking, and I keep on begging the madam where she's learning trade for. Madam, please, just say her as your stepdaughter. So I want to thank you. For those two first callers that call, it's not easy. I'm telling you what some mothers are doing. So for me, the children, oh, they need to sit up. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling. This show is very emotional for me. Wait. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we'll be right back.
I remember when you were all mine. What you're changing in front of my eyes. What can I say? Now that I'm not the fire in the cold. Now that I'm not the hand that you. I won't sleep till you're safe inside. If you're home, I just hope that you're sober. Is it time to let go now you're older? Don't leave me this way. I won't sleep till you're safe inside. Everyone has to find their own way. And I'm sure things will work out okay. Always stop with the truth. All we know is the sun will rise. Thank you, lucky stars, you're alive. It's a beautiful life. Oh, will you call me to tell me you're alright? Cause I'll worry about you the mistakes. I won't sleep till you're safe inside. If you're home, I just hope that you're sober. Is it time to let go now you're older? Don't leave me this way. I won't sleep till you're safe inside. I can say, don't change you anymore.
mistakes. I won't sleep. I won't sleep. If you're home, I just hope that you're sober. Is it time to let go now you're older? Don't leave me this way. I won't sleep till you're safe inside. Will you call me to tell me you're alright? 'Cause I worry about you.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. It's 20 more minutes before we touch down, 2 p.m. And welcome if you have just tuned in. My name is Joyce. We're trying to open up this, maybe open up our souls to the possibility that light can come in. We're asking why mothers hate their children. I have a message here from Obi who says, I believe that most of your callers will not understand why parents hate their children till when they become parents. This is OB from Victoria Island. And, yeah, some things are not clear until you get older. I really hope that we're gonna go right back to the conversation, the Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir.
You're gonna have to speak up for us, alright?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. What's your name?
My name is Lee.
You have to speak up. Nobody can hear you.
I'll call you back.
All right, sure. Hello, the Sunny Side. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Hello, Josh. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Francis. Okay. Yes. Go ahead real quick.
Josh, just be strong, okay?
No, don't bother about me. I don't have a problem with my mother.
Josh, I can't finish from here.
Thank you very much for calling. I really hope the children will understand. I hope you don't learn at 40 what you should have learned at 19. My mother passed away at 58. At 58, and then you realize you don't have forever to make something right. You don't have forever to do that. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Hi.
Oh. Yes. I'm Joyce. I want to remain anonymous.
Sure. Please. Go ahead.
Okay. You are talking to about mothers hating children.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I wouldn't say that is hate, but it's a rude way to hatred.
Yeah.
I'm a mother of three.
Yeah.
And I have two adopted children.
Okay.
My daughter is giving me problems. You know, when you suffer to pay fees, you bring up a child from a Christian home, you use Bible and every sort of discipline you want, and the child is proving abortive to every advice. So, it makes me cry. It makes me cry, Joyce, because I know what I go through, and I wouldn't want a child to go through that. And every time you talk to a child, it makes it. She's adamant. She's not ready for correction. She's paying more attention to looks than school. And having considered what we go through, hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
What will you think that a mother will do at that point? At times I ask myself, does she want me to hate her? Yesterday she came back. We are disconnected from life. They are taking exams. Take off your dress, eat, take your bush. Say no, she wants to go and iron uniform. No, please. Read, because he said no. So the ironing of uniform, I'm looking good, wearing shorts, bending uniform, shaping it is more important than the education. And when you look at what you go through and look at what this child is, she makes me cry. I'm in pain, talking to her, crying, because I can't be. Using Bible and every other facet that I know, what do you think will happen?
It's hard.
What do you think at this point will happen if she continue like this, putting me in pain?
Yeah.
Advising her.
How old is she?
Think she's 14.
Oh.
SS1, very tall, taking advantage of that, saying she wants to be a model. She wants to model.
Yeah. So where's her dad? Where's her dad? What about her dad?
Very much around.
So does he talk to her? Does he hang out with her to try to understand her thinking?
He does. So what do you think will happen? The next thing I will do now, they will say, is hatred, I'm hating her?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's not like that.
Thank you.
I will never hate her, but I'm telling you, from what that woman said, what parents are going through is that like this. Especially when you want them to grow and from a Christian foundation and they turn out to be something else.
Yeah.
It's heartbroken.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, my name is Kevin.
Welcome. We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sometimes they say that the mothers hate their child, which is quite right. And so not right, I would say. Maybe because of their biased understanding. But sometimes the children can be quite frustrating because I'm not a father nor am I a mother. But I have a brother who maybe I can say I quite dislike him because he really hurt my mom. Even, I mean, the things he did, to even a father, he always says my mom hates him. But to us, his siblings, we really know that my mom really loves him so much.
Okay.
He quite goes around spreading the news, my mom hating that. But sometimes they really hurt the parent a lot. If the parent decides to hate them, it can be quite moving, right?
Wow.
I just don't know, but maybe parents will just find a soft ground the London.
I think some, particularly when a parent says they've done everything that they can, I think children are devolving into a weird form of foolishness. It's nearly evil.
Quite.
I hope they don't miss the opportunity that they have now to have their parents, and that's what's painful.
Because I remember my brother came back one time unannounced, and he didn't have a transport to come. That was in East. He didn't have a transport to come back to Lagos. It is a shameful thing for my mom. He used my school fees to give him to go back. I mean, right. This kind of things is quite disheartening for a parent.
Yeah.
Who have a matured child who he's expecting to be bringing for him. Instead, you know, he's adding more pain.
Yeah, they become
each and every day.
They become a problem.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you
parents
very much.
Parents have meant you a lot.
Yeah.
Though.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could just take the day off and just go drink wine and sleep. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you and welcome to the show. My name is Joyce. Why the mothers hate their children? Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
We're happy to have you here. Welcome. Your name is you, and I guess you want to be anonymous. You're calling from Lekki. It's fine to have you here. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My son, my husband died, leaving four children for me, and this boy is to a school, said that he will not school in Nigeria, that he will go abroad. Meanwhile, as a widow, with four children, and no help for many years, this boy insisted on going abroad, that if he did not go abroad, he would not go to any university in Nigeria. So okay, now I did everything to beg this boy to stay here. He said no. He said instead he chose not to go to school. So when you say I hate this boy, I want to help him.
How old is he?
He's 19 now.
That's foolish of him.
Mm-mm.
That's so foolish.
So what do you think I can do?
Nothing. You can only do everything that you can. And I think he doesn't know that he has a responsibility to himself. And that, I mean, it's two things. It's either his parents can afford the cost for international education, or he's going to foot that bill himself. To not go to school is ignorant. You're not going to go to school, and then exactly how has he calculated the future? Because yes, well, just do everything that you can, and he's going to learn. He's going to learn.
Thank you.
He's going to learn. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I think, so that's the problem with, I really want to take the day off.